Welcome to module 14 of this MVA course, looking at how we can automate workloads with System Center Orchestrator. I'm Simon Perriman from Five9, joined again by Gordon McKenna from Inframon. In this module, we're going to be specifically focusing on how we can integrate with Linux. Microsoft has really tried to embrace this interoperability as we realize so many of our customers are running Linux system, whether that's on a host, a physical server that we're monitoring, but more likely in the case that it's running within a virtual machine, running on top of Hyper-V on Microsoft's platform. But with that, we want to make sure we have a solid integration story, so I'm going to let Gordon give us our intro.
Thank you, Simon. So let's take a look at the overview. So actually, this is using an inbuilt activity that we have in one of the native packs. So it's not actually a full integration pack. So this is similar to the SQL activity that we talked about earlier, where it's a single activity with multiple tasks for it. And it's really what we're going to show you is how you can automate Linux tasks using the run SSH activity. Now, you can also run shell commands and bash scripts on Linux using Orchestrator. And we're going to demo automating the Linux tasks using Orchestrator. And I'm going to show you a couple of those type scenarios. So the run SSH command activity can be used to open a very secure connection. A very secure connection to SSH connection to a remote computer, and then run shell commands over that. Now, the run SSH command activity can be used to automate tasks such as backing up applications on a remote Linux computer, copying files between local and remote Linux computers, moving, renaming, deleting files, running SSH scripts remotely, or even restarting Linux services remotely. And we're going to kind of show you that in the demo. So to run a remote SSH command, it's pretty simple. You configure the run SSH command activity with the following, the name of the computer that we're connecting to, the run command or command set file that we're going to use to connect, the port, and the credentials that are in here. So actually, I quite often get asked by Linux administrators whether or not we have the opportunity to be able to use a key file. Because sometimes with SSH, they use a key file to do that secure authentication, and that actually comes with a passphrase. So it's another level of authentication on top of SSH. Absolutely, we support that natively by default with this command. So we can actually connect in whichever way is secure for your organization. So let's jump in and have a demo.
Now, let us switch it over. There's actually one other way that I've kind of discovered that we can go and interact with Linux-based systems, but it's not secure. Now, many of the Linux distributions, they support SIM, the Common Information Model. Basically, it's a programmatic language that we can go speak to those Linux machines. You may actually be more familiar with it with actually interacting with things like hardware, such as a BMC baseball management controller, or Dell's iDRAC. A lot of these hardware-based systems use SIM as their communication protocol. But again, so does Linux. So what this means is there's actually a PowerShell module for SIM, and if your Linux distribution supports SIM, you can actually go invoke those PowerShell commandlets that will initiate the SIM connection, and then you could go communicate to that Linux virtual machine or that Linux server using SIM. So again, just another option, but be careful, it's not using SSH, so you have some security issues if you're trying it that way.
Okay, no problem. So I have a SUSE Linux box here that we're going to connect to.
That looks weird. It's not Windows Server or client.
It's not Windows Server. And I know a few Linux administrators out there will tell me off for using a UI on this. But I'm afraid, I kind of like to have a UI. I like to be able to kind of use my mouse. So I'm not going to apologize for that. So I'm going to jump in and show you Orchestrator. So here is the SSH command that we mentioned there. So I'm going to run this SSH command to basically check the status of a service that's running on Linux. So if I double click into here, we can see that I've specified a computer by IP address. I've specified a port that I'm going to connect in on. And then I'm simply running an SSH command, which is service minus status minus all. I can also as well run a command set file here as well. And I've also got the ability to accept a host key change here, and I can put a connection timeout in there as well. I have some advanced elements around here. This is where I specify my root name and password. I know you Linux administrators out there are going to tell me off for using the root password and not a sudo account. But again, if you're using a key file I can actually add the key file and passphrase with that as well. And I know with a lot of Linux and Unix administrators, that's a preferred way of doing the security. Again, I've got some extra elements here. I can use the security account assigned to the service, or I can actually specify an account here. And I've got some of the normal kind of run behavior. And actually, right, if I don't like that kind of SSH icon in there, I can go and change that activity and add my own icon in there as well. So one thing I am going to do here is once I've run that command, I'm going to output the service status to a text file. Just so I can actually understand whether that's executed locally. And it means I can go away and have a cup of coffee and come back. And I don't necessarily have to log on to the Linux box to be able to see that. So I'm actually just going to run that in my runbook tester. And I'm just going to actually, in fact, I'll show you the step through on this actually, because I haven't done that before. So I'm actually, I've got a simple step through there. And you can see my view's changed there, and I can do a step, and that's going to do my first activity, which is connect to my SSH, connect via SSH to my Linux server and run that particular command there as well. Other things that I'm going to show you in here as well are, you can actually see in here the actual parameters that I've got in there. So there you go, my first has been successful. So I've checked the status of my service in there, which is actually a SUSE firewall service that I've got running. And I'm actually going to step through the second step, which has been the output to my text file. So I'm just going to go full screen so I can actually show you this text file in here. And I'm going to go to my local drive here. And you can see I've got that Linux services in there. And there's actually the output of my service checking, you know, for me that is more comfortable in a UI in Linux than I am in a command shell. I can output that locally to a nice little text file. And I can see that the status is fine. I can look at the service daemon. And I'm actually checking through that and I'm looking through the profiles that are loaded. And I've got a complete output there of everything that I'm kind of running in my environment as well. So that's quite useful for me to run that remotely and return that to myself as well. Let's look at some of the other activities that we're running here. So I've got a start and stop a Linux service. So I can actually see from here, you know, that what particular services are running and what aren't running. So with this particular one, I'm going to run an SSH command. That's going to actually look at the, in fact, let me get onto the right one. I'm going to look at an SSH command, and I'm actually going to try and start the audit ID service. And if I actually look through here, I'll actually see that the audit ID service is running. So actually what I'm going to do here first is I'm going to actually stop that service. Makes more sense as it's already running. And I'm just going to dip down here to my runbook. And I'm actually going to run my runbook against the environment here. So just bear me a sec. And again, I'm not going to toggle through the step through there. I'm just going to run this natively. So again, that's going to connect securely to my Linux server. And it's going to carry out my activity. And hopefully in a second it will return and tell me it successfully stopped the service. And then I'm going to go in and successfully start. So again, this could be something like Operations Manager detecting the service, because we do that level of service monitoring. And I could have a runbook activity that goes out and calls the service and checks that service afterwards. So again, there we can see in there, my service is shut down. So that's returned via SSH. And I'm actually going to go in here and I'm going to start my Linux service here as well, just to show you working the other way. And I'm going to run that through my runbook tester. And bearing in mind with this, I'm just kind of going to run through that. I could also run this from my orchestration console. So I have actually got within my environment as well. I'll just show you this in a second when this is finished. I've got a console which I can actually run from here. There you go. Successfully ran. And you can see there's my starting my OADITD service. That's done. and, you know, simple interaction there. I'm checking the service status, outputting that to a file. I'm stopping a particular service. I'm starting a service, all in a very secure connection way as well. And, you know, one other thing that I want to show, you know, we're showing you runbooks being executed from the runbook designer, but you're not always going to be in the runbook designer. So I'm just going to actually bring this down here so I can show you one of the other consoles in there. I can actually also execute this from the orchestrator console. And this is a common way that people interact with the environment. I just want to kind of show you that particular runbook and how I might stop and start this service.
Now, I noticed when we're using the runbook tester that we always have to check out that runbook. Now, for this particular web console, do we actually need to check anything out, or is this kind of like the live system that's just going to fire it off?
No. So actually, if I try to execute those Linux runbooks from here, this particular one, which was my Start Linux service, is actually checked out within my UI. So you see up here that if I do an undo checkout, that would just kind of check out without saving any of my particular services in there. And then, again, I'm just going to go full screen on this, and I'm just going to go back to my orchestration console. And again, I can actually run that runbook from my console. Again, if there was any parameters I needed to pass, I could do that. I could pick the runbook server I want to run that on. You know, and that might be a local one. And actually, you can see there that my runbook's executed. So let me just run that one that I've checked back in. And again, you know, I can very simply start that runbook, check the server that I'm running it on. And then, you know, once that's running, I can view the status of that within my view. I can view any instances of that are running. So if I'm running multiple runbooks that are starting multiple services, I can view all instances of that. And again, you know, one other nice thing for the console is I can go in and view the definition for my service and view the little diagram, although it's not too awe-inspiring in here. But, you know, it's a great way that I can interact without having to get into the nitty-gritty of the runbook testing. So definitely, you know, my recommended practice is test in the runbook designer and then use the orchestration console for day-to-day execution, or use other applications that you, or platforms you've got in the environment to execute that remotely. So that's kind of Linux integration with Orchestrator.
Excellent. And if you want to go ahead and get that integration pack, it'll be available on the same site that we've continued to publish
absolutely
throughout this session, as well as on scorchcenter.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
This wraps up the module. Join us in our next module, where we're going to be taking a look at integration with Microsoft Azure. Thank you.